Your chance to win straight ahead, but right now it's news time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is lashing out at the head of the Federal Reserve and suggesting retaliation after Jerome Powell linked tariffs to the possibility of a weakened economy. Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House.
After Powell's sobering warning, President Trump is back this morning that Powell should have lowered interest rates a long time ago and termination cannot come. Enough.
But can he fire the head of the Fed? Constitutional law professor James Sample.
No president in American history has ever tried to remove a member of the Federal Reserve's board, let alone the chairman.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a lawsuit against Mr. Trump's tariffs.
The impacts on the budget of this state are already being felt, and the full impacts have yet to be fully felt.
The suit contests the president's executive authority to enact international tariffs without congressional approval. An American car manufacturer is making plans to raise prices this summer because of tariffs. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
While Ford is offering employee pricing for all discounts until June, it's indicating that after that would be more. The Detroit News quoting a memo to dealers warning that pricing adjustments will be needed in the future. No specifics on what models could be affected.
Federal Judge James Boasberg says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt for ignoring his orders last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to prison in El Salvador. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The judge's administration tried to outrun the court and launch planes of deportees before he could issue an order to review the matter.
The administration plans to appeal. Who needs to deal with needle jabs to lose weight? Eli Lilly's just revealed its first-of-a-kind GLP-1 weight loss pill has met the company's first of several late-stage trials. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
That makes it a lot easier to take these medications. The impact clinically in the clinical trials in terms of how much weight loss was achieved was pretty similar to what we see with Ozempic, not as much as Mounjaro.
Lilly says the pill also helped type 2 diabetes patients lower blood sugar. A homeless man in San Luis Obispo, California has hit it big. He's won $1 million from a lottery scratch-off ticket. He bought it at Wilson Simon's Deli.
He's like, oh, finally I'm off the street. I was very happy for him for winning that much money. He deserved every penny of it.
Dow futures down 582. That's about 1.5%. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile is built just for you. You want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Time for the beautiful finish. 262-206-168.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddle. Update. Racine Police Officer Max Golden got the first of many likely awards. Police Chief Alex Ramirez commended Golden at an event for heroically and two dogs from a burning home on Blake Avenue. His quick actions captured on body camera were crucial in saving lives during the fire. A paper truck crash shut down the southbound lanes of the interstate in Kenosha County, scattering shredded paper across the highway. No injuries were reported in the incident. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $8,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. A new nonstop route from Milwaukee to Detroit, 13th, Spirit Airlines is launching a week at $37. And two routes, storms are area with late tonight. Hail and likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms isn't yet known, but we'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season, so I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win, next day you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. Hey, the NFL is 1 week away. Packers Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million. It'll be $250 for the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started.
Sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat, 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Your pumping exhilarating action. Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 100 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I used to work as a janitor. That was a rough gig. Mopping floors, cleaning bathrooms. I worked at this swanky law office in Midtown. Nobody looked me in the eye. Nobody talked to me. I remember one day I was mopping the floor, and a businessman slipped. And he goes, the floor is wet, you got to put a sign down. I'm like, I'm mopping in front of you. I am the sign. You know the little guy on the sign doing this? That's me, but in 3D. Oh, boy. The worst part was that my boss chewed me out after. He's like, come on, Mark, you're embarrassing me out there. I'm like, you're embarrassed? I went to college. Let me have this one. You know, then he'd say stuff to me like, hey, would you learn how to mop? I don't know, Fantasia?
Takes 100 years.
Goodbye, Cuba.
Oh, step right up and take a look at a fool. He has got a heart as stubborn as a mule. Come on, everybody, he's good for a laugh. And no one could tell his heart is broken in half. Well, the joke's on me. I'm off to join the circus. Oh, Mr. Farnsworth.
James Darren. He was Moondoggy in the Kitchen Movies in the 1960s. A great song. He had a couple of hit songs, too. That was one of them. WRJN. Hey, do you always hold the door for people? In a poll, 29% of Americans admit they deliberately do the door open for someone, even when they're close by. That's kind of nasty. 62% claim they always hold the door open. 48% think someone has deliberately not held the door for them. 33% say it's never okay to choose not to hold the door for someone. I agree. I hold the door for everyone and then wait for a tip. I never get it. No, you got to hold the door for people. That's the nice thing to do, right? It's 8:11. We've got tickets to the film festival to give away in just a moment. Right now, here's Dawn.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you a show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, baby.
Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. I had a chance to interview Tony Tennille once. We spent an hour on the air together, and I said to her, is there anything I can't talk about? Because she got divorced from... And she said, everything, anything you want to talk about, we can discuss. So I... And we had a one-hour discussion on the radio, and I'm telling you, I enjoyed that. It was a really good interview with Tony Tennille. She's a great guest to have on the radio. 8:17, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Right now, I've got another pair of tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to the Oriental and Downers Theaters, and that is in Milwaukee on the east side. You got to go to that movie palace, the Oriental. Wow, what a theater. I've been there several times. It runs April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted international comedies and everything in between, will be shown. You want to win a pair of tickets? Got another pair right now, my last pair of the morning. So if you want to win them, give me a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WR. And that's the phone number to call. We'll plunk down on one of the callers and give you a pair of tickets to go see... The Milwaukee Film Festival. You get to pick any movie you want, too. You got a list, and we'll give you a pair of tickets. You go to any movie you want, and then give us a review. Let us know how it is, because you'll probably be some of the first people to ever see these movies, all right? 262-634-9756 to get that pair of tickets. 262-634-WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts on FX, with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday Fish Fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the just west of Green Bay Road.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, baked made from scratch for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Covered. Whether you're or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your treat at a time. Come on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 5 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. For music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. TexasAssist.com. Sponsor.
With and timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the newsroom, statewide research, Civic Media Network, and CBS, keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk. It's 8:25 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for some showers and thunderstorms possible today, tonight, and tomorrow. Some may be pretty heavy tonight with hail. 53 the high today, 50 the low tonight. They say 76 is going to be the high for tomorrow. And cloudy on Saturday with a high near 50. Easter Sunday, cloudy chance of showers, highs near 49. Cloudy and 42 degrees. Morning at Radio Park. All right. Married because they love each other and they'll never leave each other forever because they're in love. Well, in a surprising survey, 80% of married people who were in the last 12 months would consider leaving their spouse if their spouse also lost their job. The most common reasons people consider ending their marriage are if their laid off spouse is spending too much money or not putting in the effort to land a new job. So much for love will keep us together, huh? Yeah. All right. Say 26 local news, timeless. I'm naive. What that love will keep us together. Here's Glenn Campbell now.
It's knowing that your door is always open and it's free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving. I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my. And find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
There's another guy with a great catalog of music, Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Came across these couple of stories for you. A new study found that seeing the ghost of a deceased pet may help people grieve, or maybe freak out, one or the other. A family in Oklahoma got their 9-year-old son an octopus for his birthday. Kind of a unique gift. However, it gave birth to octopus babies immediately. Now they got 51. They got a big problem. Who gives an octopus to their kid for their birthday? All right, it's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be just a little more than April showers. Two rounds of strong storms are expected across the area, with a hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms remains uncertain. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A hero was honored this week. Officer Max Golden of the Racine Police Department got a challenge coin and commendation from Chief Allen. It's for his courageous actions during a house fire. Avenue. He broke down the back door to rescue a man and two dogs trapped inside. The fire caused significant damage, but thanks to Golden's heroism, everybody inside was able to get out. The investigation into the cause continues. And the Racine and Kenosha housing markets saw a decrease in home sales during the first quarter of the year. Racine County sales dropped just over 10%. Kenosha County saw a 5% decrease. Despite the dip, new listings in Racine are up 17%. They're down in Kenosha 15%. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thundershower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I don't like having too many things. I'm a thrower-outer. That's my personality type. I'm a thrower-outer. If I have something,
I really don't want it. I wish there was a store where I could buy something, pivot, and just throw it down a chute into an incinerator, walk out, no bags. That's my perfect shopping experience. Now, my wife, of course, is the opposite. This is marriage. This is the beauty. The conflict is the beauty of marriage. My wife is a saver. She's a keeper. She grips, grasps. Everything is organized. Every styrofoam peanut is numbered, cataloged, filed. I will throw anything out at any time. Where's the wedding album? I thought you were done with it. And that was wrong. I admit that now. Special memories, and they're gone now. But the point is this. All things on Earth only exist in different stages of becoming garbage. Okay? Your home is a garbage processing center where you buy new things, bring them into your house, and slowly crapify them over time. Okay? This is your life.
think it's about me. Nah, I know some people it could be about. It's not about me, though. It's 8:37 local news. Timeless Hits here. RJM. Hey, if you feel like you could have used an extra 2 hours of sleep last night, welcome to the club. According to a Gallup poll, most of us are not getting as much sleep as we would like. Go back a little further. The difference is pretty stark. A poll back in 1942. Now, keep in mind, this was during World War II. They found 59% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night, only 3% hours or less. You'd think with the stress of World War II, we wouldn't get that much sleep, but apparently we did. Today, just 26% of us are getting 8 hours of sleep, and the numbers jumped to 20%. Yeah, if you think we would have been like, oh, I can't sleep, all this stress. No, we were sleeping like babies. Yeah. It's 8:38, looking for a chance of storms today, maybe pretty heavy tonight. Right now, we've got a cloudy sky. It's a beautiful morning, actually. 42 degrees here at Radio Park. Let's take a trip to the poor side of town. Here's Johnny Rivers at WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. Rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town.
You want somebody
Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane Starship. Somebody to love. Local hits here at WRJ. The piece of history. The owners of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco were looking to sell it. They wanted to sell it last year. They were asking for $1.5 million. I don't think they got that. By the way, it's the 31st anniversary of the Bronco Chase. So if you want to own a piece of history, the white Bronco, yours for $1.5 million. You know what? I don't think so.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? In your way. Run the risk of knowing love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You're wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The flip side of that 45 RPM, also a hit, Day Tripper. The Beatles always had two hits on a record. You got your money's worth and you bought their 45 RPMs. How would you feel if you saw your mother kissing another man? Well, it happens with actors and actresses all the time because you're in the movies. You got to be kissing, right? Well, Jennifer Garner says her kids do not like to watch her movies just for that reason. They say it's weird to see her kiss somebody else or even cry on screen. But for some reason, they don't mind Ben Affleck, their father, doing it on screen.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their raspberry lemon cheesecake Kringle, as welcome as spring itself. This Kringle has a delicious filling of lemon cheesecake, layered with O&H's homemade raspberry filling. It has sweet pink frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one this week and enjoy it with your family. For oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights, visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Just Brew It, experience and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
It's more than a place to shop.
Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CCR, have you ever seen the rain? 852, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. This is weird. A guy in Canada is being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza around $1,000 worth. The pizzas keep coming to his home and his work, too. The police are investigating. The guy doesn't know who it could be. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex because he never dated anyone. He says, quote, either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on him for something. He says he doesn't have a clue, but the pizzas just keep on coming. You figure the pizza places, and there can't be that many in town, would think that, hey, maybe we shouldn't be sending pizzas to this guy. I mean, he's not paying for him, so. 853, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Going back to the mamas and the papas now. I love this song. Here's Creek Alley at WRJN.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting high. LA, you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat.
Step Mama Cats.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Creek Alley, the mamas and the papas. Hey, coming up in just a few moments here at 9 o'clock, it's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And coming up at 2 o'clock today, Kurt Vollman, and he'll have his high school reunion. That's coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Today, it's a couple of hits from the year 1969. Oh, I love that year. And he'll also, that was the year I went to high school. I got into high school in 69. And now you're trying to figure out how old I am, huh? So anyway, Kurt's going to play some tunes from 1969, talk about some of the events of that year. Should be fun. That's at 5 o'clock on Kurt's high school reunion. And don't forget, at 6 o'clock tonight, we've got the boss himself. What's his name again? Oh, yeah, Chris Morrow will be in here. So that's all coming up right here. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Bright and early at WRJN.
It almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I learned to take the good with the bad. But I ask the stars above, why I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through.
must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a
local news and timeless hits? WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is suggesting he may fire the head of the Fed, Jerome Powell, for remarks about tariffs. Legal experts are weighing in.
Yesterday, Powell warned Trump's tariffs could lead to more inflation. This morning on Truth Social, Trump posted Powell's termination cannot come fast enough.
We are in uncharted territory.
James Sample is a professor of constitutional law at Hofstra Law School.